Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With grills fired up at family get-togethers, a holiday weekend is usually a busy time for supermarket workers. And this holiday weekend is going to be particularly busy for employees of the Market Basket chain. Now that fired CEO Arthur T. Demoulas is back in charge, the same workers that virtually shut down all the stores over the last 6 weeks are now trying to get them up and fully running again as soon as possible. WBUR's David Boeri visited one of the chain's oldest stores and found returning workers and customers in joyous moods.
How you guys doing? Welcome back. Welcome back.
He had no bananas, no bread, no breasts of chicken. There wasn't a piece of fish or pork. But store manager John O'Day was riding the love train, and it was rolling through Market Basket store number 3 in Wilmington.
It's like heaven. We went to heaven and came back. And we're back. Thank you for your support, sir. Thank you.
This is the happiest I've ever seen the customers.
Kristen Coelho was seeing it at the cash registers.
Everybody's coming in with a smile on their face, tears in their eyes. They're out there hugging us on the sidewalk.
It was as busy as a Saturday morning used to be before the daily number of shoppers dropped from 2,500 to 250.
I gotta tell you though, bagging, not used to bagging these big orders. Have a good day. Thank you very much.
People compare it to the Red Sox winning the World Series, the Patriots winning the Super Bowl. They talk of we and our and family, and they're the customers, like Mary Emmerich.
And I am so glad to be back home. I have missed Market Basket, and I am just so glad that everything turned out our way.
You're back.
Hey, welcome back.
Could you be any cuter?
Thank you.
Just outside the entrance, customer Elizabeth Cleary holds a sign. Welcome home, Market Basket family. We won. She had stood there 2 times a day for every day since the protest started.
I guess I'm just a woman of principle. I wasn't going to give in or give up until he got back.
She and fellow customers talk in the language of a movement, part Tea Party, part Occupy. And of justice, even if it involves a billionaire better known as RDT.
I just could not see this man being abused. He was such a wonderful person. This place was such a wonderful place to shop.
He had waged a high-stakes gamble for personal control of the company that could have ruined it. But Mary Emmerich compared him to...
Look at Warren Buffett, the Kennedys, you know, Bill Gates. And I think President Obama ought to have RDT in his gallery when he does the State of the Union address. As a person who cares about his employees and cares about his customers.
The politics and positions seem as mixed as the salads that have not yet returned to the deli counter. John O'Day, the store manager, with a deep tan of a man who had walked the picket lines 4 hours a day, sounds like a triumphant union president, when in fact he speaks for new management.
The support they gave us, it's incredible. If it wasn't for the consumer helping us shut this down... This never would have happened.
So, at the end of the day, RDT will have to pay the nut on $1 billion of debt, and the shelves need stock. But Market Basket store number 3 is back.
Haha, not much chicken or steak, so anyone having a party for Labor Day, you guys might still be going to Stop and Shop for a couple things, but, you know, by next weekend, we'll have everything up and running. Everything will be crazy here again.
What do you mean, again? For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.